Proclamation number 5944 of 29th of April, 1954. Reference to the justice of God. The scales of justice tilt very precariously to your disadvantage, and you are in greatest danger, for your God and Creator of eternity must judge you according to His justice. And your fate will therefore be a dreadful one if you don't change yourselves and your way of life. And the time is near when you will be called to judgment, when you will be rewarded according to your works, according to your love and according to your faith. His love is indeed infinite, and His mercy is meant for all sinners, for all fallen ones. But nevertheless, justice is also part of His nature, and when the day of judgment has come, His love and mercy will recede, because then the hour will come when justice and righteousness will be balanced out, when everyone will receive what he deserves. For then a new period of redemption will begin again. Then the time allotted to you humans will have expired, and this time was truly long enough to shape the spiritual if it did not offer resistance itself. And this resistance must one day find its balance. The spiritual essence is indeed sinful as long as it is bound in material forms, for it carries with it the guilt of the great original sin. Of the Spirit's former apostasy from me, and is therefore also still sinful, and is therefore still bound in form. But you humans have been redeemed from this original sin, and you were able to become free from all forms if you wanted to. But now, in earthly life as a human being, your will resists God again through every sin, through your lack of love, through all kinds of vices and desires, which you allow to gain power over you again of your own free will, and consequently you are not willing to let yourselves be redeemed through Christ's act of salvation either. And therefore you are not released from the original sin either, but increase it many times over, because God's love and grace, despite your guilt, thus completely undeserved, has placed you into a state again where you only needed to take hold of the Father's and Savior's hand offered to you. But you reject it, you pay no attention to the gifts of grace, you add sin after sin to your former guilt. And God is long-suffering and merciful, He seeks in the greatest patience to make you aware of the seriousness of your actions. He takes your weakness and inadequacy into account, He gives you what you lack, He constantly strives to give your will the right direction. Yet He leaves you complete freedom. His love and mercy is endless and will apply to you for all eternity. And thus the just conclusion of a redemption epoch is again only a work of love and mercy by God, the effect of which is well known to Him as being beneficial. His righteousness, however, also always requires the still resisting spiritual to be placed into the right, i.e., corresponding to its resistance, outer form, because the transformation of the will, of the resistance against God, has to be achieved once. But this is to take place in a lawful order. And so also the last judgment is completely in accordance with the divine order, because justice also irrefutably belongs to the divine order. And this will be your judge, and no one will be able to escape its judgment. Amen.